Track 13, The Elements of Help, Step Number 1, Product Identification.
You've done a good job to this point. You've succeeded at lowering sales resistance by building trust and developing need. There's still the task of increasing sales acceptance to 100 degrees so you can make that one call close. Now and only now are you free in the customer's mind to proceed to the actual sales process. At this point, you can begin directly addressing your potential client's wants, needs, and desires in the third element of our Sell It Today system, which is help. With the level of trust you have built, you should now be viewed as a counselor or consultant. You have achieved the goal of becoming liked and trusted. Better still, your customers just recognize publicly that he or she has a specific need. You have agreed on the need and they're ready to listen to you. Sales resistance is at an all-time low. In fact, it is so low as to be non-existent. Of the four major obstacles you typically face, trust, need, help, and hurry, two have been left behind. At this point, it really doesn't matter whether you or the prospect initiated the sale. This is the point where your potential client is at least willing to listen to your presentation with curiosity and respect for what you have to say. They have provided you with details regarding their need and believe that you know more about the topic at hand than they do, so they're open to being educated and advised. In other words, you've earned the right to start selling, so press on. That's where this system, your commitment, and your application of it come into play. The more you know and the better you are at what you do, the harder it is for the prospect to say no, and the easier it is for them to say yes, as long as they're qualified. When you're good and when you have your customer's best interest at heart, you have the right to this sale. However, there's a dominant attitude we salespeople must confront all the time. You may be the greatest salesperson in the world. Your personality may sparkle. Words may flow off your golden tongue like nectar from the gods of speech. You may care, really care about every potential and satisfied client as if they were long-lost relatives. Beyond that, your product or service may be the best there is. Your reputation may be unblemished and your service after the sale record spotless. With all that backing you up, you will still face the dominant customer attitude of, "What's in it for me?" They may use more polite language, but that question is the ultimate bottom line. They'll be evaluating everything you say with that one question. You will face that question even after you've gotten your prospect to acknowledge that they have a definite need. When that moment arrives, it's time to address that attitude, because once customers acknowledge they have a need requiring a solution, the one-call closing master has psychologically earned the right to start the sales acceptance process. How, then, do we one-call closers answer what's in it for them? You address this attitude by quietly, logically, courteously, and relentlessly explaining your product's facts and benefits. Of course, this brings up an important topic, one that is too often ignored by too many salespeople. What exactly is a fact as it relates to my product or service? A fact is something that is real. It has a provable existence in that it can be seen, heard, touched, tasted, or smelled. A fact makes clear the obvious and the not so obvious. It is something that is undeniable and indisputable. It can be backed up with proof of some sort. Most of the time, a fact will be an accepted fact, or at least something to be considered. Facts, regardless of how impressive, are not enough. Benefits are also needed. A benefit is what the fact will do for your customer. It answers that nagging question, "What's in it for me?" As an example, you in vehicle sales. A person may be concerned with gas mileage. The fact that the car gets 25 miles per gallon is a fact, but the real benefit is that there'll be fewer trips to the pump, lower gasoline charges, thus money freed up to be spent on something else. So you would say to this buyer, what that means to you, John, the fact that you get 25 miles to the gallon, which is about 5 more miles to the gallon than the car you're driving now, is that you'll have fewer trips to the gas station, thus freeing up some money that you're now spending on gasoline for something else your family needs. When you are in the help portion of your presentation, The only statements you should make regarding your product or service should be facts and benefits. Anything else is extraneous and will only serve to distract your customer away from your presentation. During the help phase of your presentation, the prospect begins to understand exactly what you and your company have to offer. This is also the point at which they begin to gain insight as to the benefits and advantages they will receive as an owner of your product or service. In other words, what's in it for them? When entering the benefits portion of your presentation, always show empathy with your potential clients. Be wise enough to explain the many ways your product or service will be of benefit based on the information you've already gathered from them, starting way back in the commonality stage of things. Having acknowledged their need, they should realize it is in their own best interest to listen to you and what you have to say. You are now an informed, respected, and trusted counselor. Your customers may not, and probably have not, made a decision to own your product or service, but they realize that you have their best interests at heart, and your opinion is informed and important. There are 5 steps to the help element of the Sell It Today system. They are 1, product identification. 2, company experience. 3, salesperson expertise. 4, third-party endorsements. And 5, product features. Each of these steps is worth 10 degrees of sales acceptance. Again, as with our sales resistance thermometer, none of the steps takes very long to complete, but each deserves individual attention and must be completed in the order it is taught. Let's begin at the beginning with 1, product identification. Regardless of the product, the state of the economy, the current demand, or any other factors, a one-call closing master always looks at every sale from the customer's point of view. I've long taught this premise. You have to get yourself out of the way and see things through the eyes of the potential client if you want to succeed at all in this business of selling. You are not the star of your presentation. The product is. All too often, I've seen real estate people walk ahead of potential clients into a home, even into each room in the home. Now think about it. If the client owns the home, when they walk into each room, will you be standing there? Of course not. Always let them get the initial effect of walking into each room as if it was their own. In product demonstrations, such as with office equipment, don't you push the buttons. Get out of the way and have the client use the equipment. Getting them physically involved is critical to taking ownership. No one really cares if you can make 40 double-sided color copies collated and stapled in a matter of minutes. What matters is that the potential client succeeds at doing it and doesn't feel it's too difficult a process. Before we get to pushing buttons and walking through homes, though, we need to identify the product we feel will best suit their needs. For example, let's assume that you represent an automobile agency. It's a distinguished company, a long history of providing fine vehicles and even customized vans. Your customer arrives and is interested in a minivan. A pertinent fact you'll want to share is this. Mr. Prospect, our agency has been selling minivans to happy customers for many years. In fact, we were the first company locally to offer minivans to the public. Sounds good, doesn't it? But from the customer's position, he's thinking, what's in it for me? We know there's a lot in it for him, but we need to make sure he knows it. The point is to appeal to the self-interest of the man who's just entered your showroom. The benefit to him would be this. Since we've been doing this longer than any other company, our experience has allowed us to work out all the kinks that plague so many other minivans. At the same time, we've incorporated all the features our satisfied clients have told us they felt would add to their enjoyment of our minivans. The result is a minivan that is the safest, most reliable, and our customers tell us the most comfortable in the world. Do you see the difference between the two statements? Both state the same basic facts, but the second is clearly more important to the customer. In other examples, Mr. URL isn't shopping for your internet service. He needs to maintain customers with instantaneous email response to customer service inquiries. Miss Landsakes isn't really interested in the quality printing of her new real estate yard signs. She wants prospects to pick up the phone and call that phone number. Mrs. Fuselage isn't really interested in ordering hydraulic aircraft control. She wants a lower cost for maintenance and a smoother ride for her corporate clients. Identifying your product with answers to the "What's in it for me?" question will quickly heat up that sales acceptance thermometer at least 10 degrees. Take a few moments now to list the prominent facts about your product or service. Then write a statement for each fact that answers the question, "What's in it for my client?" Then listen to this segment again to help you fine-tune the benefits you've come up with.